What is the cost-benefit ratio as you see it? As a scientist, as a NASA fan, as a, you know, as an astrophysicist, at what point is it just become just a matter of sort of like, you know, if you'll pardon the term, scientific welfare, where we're just, I know that's an explosive term, but I just mean, that's how some people describe it, that we're paying out all of.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes described it that way. That's her name, right? The comedian.
Yeah.
She said NASA is welfare for smart people.
Right. And it's very and it's kind of a funny way of looking at it. But at some point, you know, I mean, it doesn't, you know, no humans are. At some point, the expenditures get kind of crazy stupid.
Well,
I mean,
it sounds that way if you're not familiar with manipulating large numbers. Until you realize how small it is compared with the available money that's out there. I tweeted just a couple of days ago that the federal budget, the proposed federal budget for fiscal year 2011 is $3.7 or so trillion dollars. Well, how big is a trillion? How big is 3.7 trillion? If you wanted to count to that number, one number per second, it would take you 100,000 years. Just put that in perspective. And every year we spend that many dollars as a government, as a nation. So now let's ask, what percentage of that budget is NASA? And you ask people who are concerned about the cost of NASA, and I've done this experiment. It's all, you know, just anytime someone says, why are we spending money up there and not down there? I say, how much do you think we're spending up there? And they think it's 10% or 15% or even 5% on their tax dollar. And I say, no, it's one half of one penny. And that amount of money gets you the space station, the space shuttles, and all the NASA centers, and the Hubble telescope, and the rovers, and all the other NASA stories you've ever heard of come out of that percentage of the budget. And so I ask, and this has showed up in a YouTube video from a lecture that I gave, I ask publicly, how much is the universe worth to you, if not even one half a penny on your tax dollar? So it's not that expensive, and it wouldn't even be expensive at a penny on a dollar. And if that's the place where you want to go to save money, do you think the rest of the country's problems will be solved by taking this half of 1%? Meanwhile, you'd have to give up other benefits that have come about, forgetting just the cosmic perspective that it gives you, which is my measure of benefit. There are others who don't care about a cosmic perspective, but mindlessly proceed with they're enjoying their weather satellite. Pictures of the hurricane that's about to ravage their coastline. And are they thinking NASA? No, but they should be. So they just got LASIK surgery. Are they thinking NASA? No, but they should be. LASIK surgery is what enables that to be a safe operation. It comes from the laser alignment mechanism that helped to dock space
modules
in orbit. And so there's so much if I snuck into your house at night and took away everything that was enabled or empowered or accelerated by our efforts in space, you would not know how to live the next day.
I'll get you that. But the initial question was, at what point does it get ridiculous? What is the extent of the cost-benefit ratio? And you said one penny on every tax dollar would still not be excessive. But
okay,
two?
So that's a good point. How much money should where is the threshold there?
Right.
And let me tell you something else. If I don't even want the argument for NASA to be the value of spinoffs. I don't even. Yes, they're great, but there's another intangible that it's really hard to put a number on, and that is the value of NASA as the only agency in America that dreams about tomorrow, and dreams about it technologically, so that when you're a kid. And you're an eighth grader, let's say, and you're trying to think about what to do in life. And you see that NASA is on an epic adventure to explore space, to go back, if not back to the moon, certainly to Mars, or to stop an asteroid that's coming your way. That lights a flame of ambition in the educational pipeline that you can hardly put a dollar value on that, because that is a generations of people who then want to become scientists and technologists. And these are the people whose innovations make tomorrow's economies. We've known since the Industrial Revolution that the stoking value of to an economic strength by innovations in science and technology that any government would invest in itself to have. And there's no greater force of nature that I have seen than NASA as a driver of that wealth.